The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
The Sherwin-Williams Summer Sale is here. Get 30% off select paints and stains or 35% off our newest product, Emerald Symmetry, July 17th through the 27th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
I don't know what the Kamala Harris campaign is doing right now, but they are throwing her chances of winning the election, and I am happy about it. Kamala Harris's campaign team, knowing the amazing speaker she is, in air quotes, decided to bring her out of the basement and put her on some interviews, and they decided to put her on TV, something you'll remember they were adamant that she not do because of how bad she is in front of people for this whole election. It didn't go too well. I have some clips from the interviews she did that I'll show throughout this video, but I thought I'd start with this one.
How are you going to help young people not feel left behind?
So, first of all, it's a very real issue, and we need to take it seriously. And I do take it very seriously. So there are a number of issues that contribute to that feeling. One is housing is too expensive.
This is the real problem, and people are feeling it.
That's her answer. That is who people are looking at voting for the next president of the United States. How is that even an answer? And she does this so much that this is basically how it goes every time. They go, Madam Vice President, you have been vice president for the last 3.5 years. You've said you support all of the policies of Joe Biden, so you can't really, you know, say you weren't in power. People hate your policy. What do you say to that? And her response is this.
That is so real. That is so valid. And I'm going to fix it this next time.
But she doesn't offer a policy prescription. And here's the thing. You look at campaigning. What is campaigning? Campaigning is essentially just making a case to the people that are going to vote for you that you can get the job done and that you're going to be a good president, meaning you're going to overall maintain their rights, their liberties, and overall give them a good quality of life. Kamala Harris's answer is simply, yes, there are big problems. Yes, I caused them. I'm going to fix them. That's not a good case for Americans, whether you're a Democrat or Republican. It's not even a partisan issue. She's making a bad case for herself. Now, here's where the miscalculation has come in for the Kamala Harris campaign and their strategist. I don't even know what they're thinking. She is in between a rock and a hard place, big time right now. Here's what I mean by that. Kamala Harris wants to run the basement campaign, the basement campaign that we've seen her running this whole time because she sucks at speaking. She has no vision, like I just talked about, but also she has huge skeletons in her closet. So she just like we saw Tim Walz in that debate, his skeletons came out. It went really bad for him. J.D. Vance, not as many skeletons. It went great for him. So they don't want to put Kamala Harris in the position where things could happen to her like they did to Tim Walz in that debate, for instance. The problem is, though, the polls are freaking them out. If you're a Democrat right now, you're freaking out a bit because the polls are way closer than they were in 2020. And again, Biden barely pulled it out. And as I've talked about in the past, I talked about it just yesterday in my show, the polls are moving big time towards Trump. Now, I've always said this. I don't know if I trust the polls. I think there's some different misaligned incentives out there. I think there's some interesting things. But here's what I can say. When the polls move from point A to point B, I don't know, again, if point A or point B is correct, but what I can say is where the momentum is moving, and I think I do trust that. And what we're seeing right now is that the polling is doing better and better for Donald Trump. And so the momentum is clearly with Donald Trump. And so again, this is the rock in the hard place, is that she doesn't want to go out of her basement, but she's seeing the polling is pulling away from her. So she has two choices, right? Run the basement campaign and watch the polls slip, or go out and do the interviews. Here's a left-wing, this is a left-wing podcast, or the one I just showed you, but here's another clip of it, of her even admitting that Kamala Harris just doesn't do interviews.
I'm curious, like, you don't do too many long-form interviews. What made you want to do Caller Daddy today?
Well, I think you and your listeners have really got this thing right, which is one of the best ways to communicate with people is to be real, you know, and to talk about the things that people really care about.
Ah, yes. Be real, Kamala. You can see from that small interaction there that she's really good at just acting real. And so, guys, the miscalculation here is that Kamala Harris thinks if she goes out and does tons of interviews, that she will rally support, and that this kind of momentum that we're seeing with Donald Trump will go back towards Kamala Harris. And I don't think that's true. And the reason why I say that's not true is because listening to her is like watching paint dry. It's boring. It doesn't make you want to vote for her. And so I actually think this is going to plummet her polls down even worse. And that's a tough spot. I mean, if you're working for Kamala Harris, that sucks, right? You do the basement campaign, the momentum goes for Trump. And then you come out and do the interviews, I think it goes even more for Donald Trump. Obviously, we'll see in the coming weeks if the polls manifest that. Again, who knows if the polls are legit anyway. But either way, I don't think Kamala Harris speaking, and you've seen in just those few clips, is going to magically make it so people want to vote for her. I think that's a little bit ridiculous. Before I play some other Kamala Harris gaffes from the week, guys, I do want to talk about the partner of this show, The Daily Wire. Everyone knows What is a Woman? It's on Daily Wire Plus, but did you know that Jordan Peterson is coming out with exclusive content on Daily Wire Plus, like almost every month? My wife and I started actually watching his Vision and Destiny series. It's absolutely fantastic. If you use my code in the description below, you'll get 47% off Daily Wire Plus. That includes all of Jordan Peterson's exclusive content on there, as well as all of their literally thousands of hours of entertainment. If you're a conservative and you don't have Daily Wire Plus, I don't even know what you're doing, guys. You got to go. You got to get it. Not just for yourself, but also so you can share it with your friends and family. It's got really good content, probably a lot of stuff you don't even know about. I know that, you know, I didn't have a subscription until recently, and seeing all of it on there, I got a lot to watch. I've already enjoyed a lot of it. And guys, you got to use my code in the description below because that will support my channel as well as get you 47% off. Kamala Harris had some bad, and I mean bad, interviews with 60 Minutes. And what you're seeing is that it's tanking her polls. Here's a quick clip of the interview so you can get an idea of what I'm talking about.
There are lots of signs that the American economy is doing very well. Mm-hmm. Better than most countries, I think. But the American people don't seem to be feeling it. Groceries are 25% higher. And people are blaming you and Joe Biden for that. Are they wrong?
We now have historic low unemployment in America among all groups of people. We now have an economy that is thriving by all macroeconomic measures. And to your point, prices are still too high. And I know that, and we need to deal with it.
So she's bad on camera, like really bad. And this is the problem that she has. She has run a basement campaign, and the momentum is completely stopped for her, but it's going towards Trump now, and she is forced to do something. But really, she shouldn't do something. And the reason why is because she's bad on camera. When you come out and you try to do something, sometimes you make it worse for yourself, and that's what's happening with Kamala Harris. So she's completely stuck. And what I said was that back in like early September, my theory was this, and I think it's absolutely true, and you're seeing it in the polls right now, that was the end of the momentum for Kamala Harris. I really thought that would be the end, and I've showed it in my shows in the past with the polls, that the momentum is back towards Donald Trump, even though she wanted to hide during the whole campaign. It turns out American attention span for politics is not that long. It turns out she couldn't just do that because people noticed it pretty quick and they were like, well, we're waiting for the next thing in politics because there's two assassination attempts on a president and that's like not enough to fulfill what's going on in the news. Or you have Kamala Harris coming in, you know, and becoming a new politician and suddenly being the Democrat nominee after not getting any primary votes. And somehow, after all the crazy things that have happened, it's still not enough. And so, and in this case, it's a good thing because people are demanding that Kamala Harris actually go out and do something. And so she is. And now with 30 days left till the election, the momentum is back with Trump. So again, turnout is going to play a big role in this. But the more Kamala Harris comes out, the worse it's going to look for her. And the polls will probably slide more for her. So again, turnout, if it's good for Trump, you're probably going to see independents really sour on Kamala Harris and a lot of people turn out for Donald Trump. Thank you so much for watching, everybody. Please go down below, comment, like, and subscribe, and watch another video.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.